Hi, this is James Mercer from The Shins.
This is Shirley Manson.
This is Lo Tullist, co-founder of The Cure.
This is Huey Lewis giving you the story behind the song.
The Story Behind the Song is back with an exciting second season. We peel back the layers on music's most iconic hits with legendary artists like The Killers, Heart, The B-52s, Violent Femmes, Jewel, Huey Lewis, Modern English, and more. To keep the music flowing, we'll be sprinkling in classic episodes from our archives between each new one. So check out The Story Behind the Song wherever you get your podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Journey through the stories that define the artists playing Bonnaroo. Who are they? What are they? What will you see? The what? Which bands? This year, that matter.
Yay.
With Brad Steiner and Barry Corder.
A podcast for Bonnarooians by Bonnarooians. Welcome to The What? I'm Brad. That's Barry. It's Lord Taco around the room. Big day. Short show today. We wanted to pop on and get into some news that we have, some news that others have had, some questions that I have for our local expert, our resident writer in Barry Corder. But first, hi guys. Hi, gentlemen.
Hey.
I had to smile when you said going to be a short one. Every time we do that, it's like the longest one ever.
I know, but I kind of just thought you were going with a dick joke. Thought you were going to get dirty there for a second, Barry.
I leave that to you. Okay, I leave the smut to you.
The smut to you.
The smut?
Yeah, I've got the smut. You've got the hooping and the holler.
The hooping and the holler.
Welcome back, Taco. We missed you last week during the booking episode.
I missed you, but it was a good episode. Agents.
Yeah, it was actually really informative. In fact, industry people have even reached out to me to talk about it. And, you know, when I'm teaching, you know, the head of a label a few things about something like this, that's pretty impressive. I actually like that a lot. So let's start with a couple of things. Let's start with some news.
I've got news.
You have news?
I've got news. I have news.
Okay. Well, who wants to start with their news?
Let's let Russ go. He's excited.
I love this.
We don't see Russ excited very often.
Other than when he gets that PBR. Well, the news is about PBR. PBR follows exactly 69 people on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I became number 69. I'm PBR's 69th follower.
This is the biggest day in the history of podcasting. I swear to God, there is not a higher honor in Lord Taco's life than being the 69th follow of PBR, which used to be owned. That record was essentially owned by John Cena there for a while, wasn't it?
What happened to John Cena?
Did they unfollow the Cena?
They lost a follower. Maybe somebody deleted their account or something, but it came to their attention that they were only following 68 people, and they fixed the issue by following me.
Yeah, but what happens when another person drops out? Then you become 68, and a whole another 69 shows up.
I only need it this one time. This is all I need.
Man, he is such a simple guy.
I can't take it away now.
Couldn't have
I've got the screenshots.
You've got hats and T-shirts printed up.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, Taco. I know you're not a sports guy, but we need to get you a PBR football jersey with the number 69.
That would be awesome.
Can we do that?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
I'm sure we can do that.
That's a good idea.
Okay. PBR, dear PBR, send us a football jersey with Lord Taco's name on the back and number 69. We beg of you.
And he will wear it
on
the show.
Oh, that would be amazing. Proudly. I'll wear it every day. I'll sleep in it. I'll shower in it.
Yeah, everything he does in life will have that stupid jersey on.
I'll never take it off.
That's a really big deal. I'm very proud of you. It's a very big day for you know, our pride and joy, Lord Taco.
There's a lot of beers.
That's my big news.
A lot of beers in earned. A lot of beers.
What I love about Lord Taco's love affair with PBR is that when he goes on that, you know, what is that app where you check in all the beers, Taco?
Untapped,
right? Okay. Yeah, so it's for beer nerds, for beer snobs, and it's for the guys that love the craft beer who want to show off all of the, you know, neato craft beer they're drinking around the country, right? Well, you check in a different beer every time you have it, and you win awards, and people follow you, and they gawk at your amazing beer palate. Well, Lord Taco has checked in how many beers since you've been on Untappd? How many beers have you checked in?
369
times. And every single...
For one beer.
And
every single one is a PBR.
Is PBR.
I don't know if you can see that.
He literally checked in the same beer every time he has it. The man,
I always give it 4 stars.
I was going to ask if the scores fluctuate.
Yeah.
Four out of five, you know. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
They can do better. They can still do better.
We're getting into ham territory now. We keep going with
that. It's so
all
funny,
right,
though.
Let's go with this. I'll start with my Domino's reference that I made a couple of weeks ago. So I can say this now because I feel as though I've gotten enough people to tell me this. But the Domino that I was referring to is not the festival, any of the festivals that have announced over the past couple of weeks, and it was not about the its situation on the farm, which we'll get into here in a little bit. The shows that they're doing over 2 weekends coming up on, I guess, Bonnaroo Farm.
Bonnaroo Farm.
Neither one of those was the thing. It's Lollapalooza. Lollapalooza is going to announce in the next 3 weeks. And what is crazy about Lollapalooza is that they're doing it in the last week of July. And it is the first, it's going to be the, it's going to, not only is it, you know, the biggest festival, it'll be the biggest piece of news that we've had in all of this pandemic. They're going to have an 80,000 person festival in Chicago. Apparently the city is on board. They've gotten all the approvals. It's not going to be capped, but it's not going to be, you know, have some sort of like, you know, half capacity. No, it's going to be a full on Lollapalooza. So now, granted, all of this could, you know, change drastically. I think that, you know, asterisk is in everything we say. Especially when it comes to something I said a couple of weeks ago, in that I was told straight up that Tame Impala was an out for Bonnaroo. I don't think that's true anymore. I will go back and even change my own piece of news from a few weeks ago, in that when Tame Impala essentially said no to coming to America, they've even changed their mind. Look at what happened with the lineup that dropped in Las Vegas the other day. So now I'm totally... off this idea that Tame Impala is out. The other thing that I found out from numerous people, Bonnaroo is going to announce too.
Yep.
And Bonnaroo is going to announce in the next 10 days. Now, I know that, what's his name? The Hams guys, the father and son of Ham, right?
Parker and his son, Jake.
Johnny Ham and Doug Ham.
Johnny
right?
Ham.
Yeah, so I know that they had some sort of random 323 day. That may be it. I give them all the credit in the world. If that's what they meant by that weird tweet that they put out one day that just said 323, then they nailed it, because everything's setting up for that to be actually true. From the multiple people that told me, Bonnaroo is going to announce not just in the next 2 weeks, but maybe in the next 10 days. With all that being said... I know Brittany is a go. I know that the lineup is at least 60% of what it was. I think that Tame is a go. That's just an opinion at this point. And then finally, I'm not going to go out and say the other band that I know is an add to the lineup. But if you've listened to this podcast at any point, it is one of Barry Corder's favorite bands in the world that it was absolutely confirmed to me to be a Bonnaroo. So I think that covers essentially what I needed to clarify. Did I miss anything, Barry? Do you think I missed anything?
No, I can't think of anything other than I just wanted, as we talked yesterday, stress the point, and you said it, that we've heard from multiple people. Because as we've said on here, you and I try to, you know, go get the answers. We try to go to the sources and get the answers, but we also don't try to burn bridges with those sources. So if you hear it from one person or I hear it from one person, that isn't enough.
Yeah, one person's not enough. It's just not enough.
Not enough, and especially if it, you know, if, even if it looks like it could be traced back, which is something we just have to deal with, you know, I won't do it. I know you won't do it because we don't want to burn bridges because we want to be doing this for a while.
Well, you are a far different entity than I am. I mean, you are a professional newspaper reporter. I'm just a guy that tells fart jokes on the radio. So, you know, when I have one person tell me something, I think that lends to informed speculation and informed opinions. But when I get multiple people in completely different aspects of this industry tell me the same thing, then I'm just, you know, at that point, AI, I'm going to share it. So I would almost be derelict of duty if I didn't. Yeah. I feel like there's something else that was on the list, but I don't necessarily remember. I'll be honest with you, I'm a little, you know, I'm kvetching a little bit because of Lord Taco's 69th. You know. With that being said, is there anything I'm missing? I feel like I've missed something. I feel like there's a piece in this that I've sort of let slip by.
Not that I can think of that was on your list. I've got my list in front of me, and I'm sure we'll all come back to it. There's a lot happening in Manchester and with the farm, but as far as announcements, I've heard the same thing you did, not about Lollapalooza, but that Bonnaroo is soon, very soon, for multiple people. I have not heard performers and stuff like that like you have. There was a lot that came out yesterday that some of it we knew was coming. Some of it surprised me. Some of it, the way it was announced, surprised me. Sort of slipped under that. Yeah. I got confirmed that we're going to talk about here in a minute.
Yeah, let's get to that here in a second. But reaction, if you have any, to not just, you know, this Bonnaroo thing actually happening, but Lollapalooza at the end of July. I mean, talk about brave.
Yeah.
Really, really brave. And look, I said it to you a couple of weeks ago. You know, we know the ways in which this country operates. We know how Americans operate. If we get 200 million people vaccinated, do you think that the, you know, majority of Americans are going to care about the next 100 million? You know, I hate to be this cynical about it, but do you think that they're going to say, you know what, we'll hold out. We'll keep everything closed until you guys can do it. And the other thing, too, that's odd is, you know, I don't think, based on everything that I've heard, they're not going to be asking for vaccination cards either.
Yeah.
With all that being said, I found it to be both surprising and not surprising. I think I was more surprised that they're holding on to the date and they're going to go forward with their, you know, original sort of slot that they always find themselves in, Lollapalooza does, in that first weekend of August, that, you know, last weekend of July. But still, at the same time, you know, it's still a little surprising. It's surprising to say anything like this anymore, to be honest with you.
No, absolutely. And the thing that I keep hearing is there are a lot of events that are booking dates. And in some cases, it's simply to hold the date. They don't want anybody else to get it, should they be able to get it. I'm not saying that's the case with Lollapalooza, but I know of other festivals that are.
Yeah. Oh, no, their lineup's done. Lollapalooza's lineup's even, and one name on there is actually pretty surprising. I don't really want to get into it, but it's a full-fledged Lollapalooza.
Right, and so the interesting thing is everything that you and I, the three of us, have been talking about for a year, literally a year, especially the last 7-8 months, is still in play. Just like you said, the vaccine, you know, the paperwork, are you going to have it, infrastructure, all those things are still in play, and to get that all moving would be really impressive. In the case of Bonnaroo, I've asked that question.
Especially Bonnaroo.
And quite honestly, nobody that I've talked to has an answer.
Yeah.
But they're planning on doing it Labor Day weekend in September. How that works, I don't know. You asked a great question yesterday when this announcement came out that we're going to get into. Russ especially was asking about camping. You know, why no camping? Because camping is safe. And as you pointed out, till you have to go to the porta potty.
Yeah. All right. So there's been a bunch of these sort of outdoor pod-like shows that have been popping up around the country. And, you know, for the most part, you know, as a guy who ate crow for hating the drive-in shows and ended up liking, you know, the one that I went to, you know, these pod things, and I'm going to say the same thing I said about the drive-in show, these pod shows sound terrible. Mm. I mean, they sound just legit. You're just putting a square peg in a round hole. Now, maybe they work, and maybe I'll feel the same way after I went to the drive-in show as a total, feeling like a total fool. But to me, I don't really want to, God love them for trying something, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. but I don't want to go to what's now called the Bonnaroo Farm
yep.
and drive there, not just drive there, but have to stay in a hotel in Manchester. Love the nightlife in Manchester, by the way. A lot of things to do late night after Bonnaroo, after a what show event. But I don't think I want to do that. And it's because of the lack of camping. And I think that you nailed it. There's no possible way that they could allow camping, first for the security reasons.
Right.
They don't, the manpower would be just too much. They'd have to open up the facilities again. And, you know, it's not really recommended based on our conversation with the bookers last week.
Right, and just, you know, how do you keep people from visiting between campsites and all that? So it's logistically, it's not possible. And mm-hmm. I was thinking along your way of thinking that do I want to drive that hour and 10 minutes? Mm-hmm. And then I thought, you know, the caverns, for people who don't live around here, there's a cave 20 minutes from the Manchester site that's unbelievable. And they had Need to Breathe last weekend. I think they had 3 sold-out shows. They've got right. Somebody there this weekend. And I mean, they
was
got somebody
Need
every...
to Breathe or was it Head in the Heart?
No, it was Need to Breathe.
Okay.
Last weekend. Yeah.
So with that being said, what happened to Great Stage Park? What happened to Great Stages Park? And why is it all of a sudden called the Bonnaroo Farm?
The Bonnaroo Farm. That is official. It has been changed. I didn't get this directly from anybody official, but I think the reality is we all either call it the farm or Bonnaroo. Mm-hmm. Nobody calls it Great Stage Park, and they just said it's a bad name.
Well, you know, I know, but it tells me that idea of doing multiple festivals through the years, not going to happen anymore. Because the reason why they called it Great Stages Park is because they didn't want to brand it Bonnaroo, so that they could use it for other events throughout the year.
Yeah.
So now that they're owning the Bonnaroo Farm, I think that whole, let's do some events throughout the year, ain't going to happen anymore.
Well, that's what this is. It's exactly what this concert series
is. I know
is.
That. I know that, but this is under the Bonnaroo umbrella.
It's C3.
Where an Exit 311 Fest was not.
Which, so name me the other events that have happened at Great Stage Park.
No, I know that. But do you remember they always said... They kept saying over and over and over, when we buy the property, they didn't say this, but people would say, when they buy the property, then you're going to have events throughout the year. I'll have a second Bonnaroo. It'll be a country Bonnaroo. And no.
Yeah, but the only people who ever called it Great Stage Park are the people who write the news releases and me, who have to rewrite it and put it in the paper. Everyone else calls it either the farm or Bonnaroo.
Okay.
So... You know, my sort of quibble, if I will, is the way that just sort of snuck it in there. You know, when it came out yesterday, there's not been an announcement that they've changed it, rebranded it. That was a little strange.
Yeah. I thought the whole thing was strange yesterday. I thought the rollout, the way it was, the reason I think it was strange is probably because it wasn't done by the people who normally do it. People who normally do it are furloughed and not around anymore.
Yeah.
So that's my bet. True. But the people that are mostly behind this side event that's happening with the Avett brothers, Billy Strings, and Jack Pardo, I don't know who the other guy is.
Pardo. John.
Okay, Pardo. Yeah. Who's actually running this? Who actually put this together?
So I had 3 questions. And I knew Live Nation was involved. So my question was, how is Live Nation involved? Did the name officially change? And then what was the third one? Oh, the point of it, I guess. And so the name did change. It's now the Bonnaroo Farm. It is C3 Presents and AC Entertainment are producing it, which are both subsidiaries of Live Nation, as we know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then it's part of that. This is their effort to use the farm more than once, you know, more than just for the big festival.
I'm betting now C3 has turned into an operation that is more fluid these days than a Live Nation is, mainly because they you know, kept a lot of their employees employed, frankly. So my bet is, and I'm just guessing here, believe me, this is not informed in any way, but my bet is C3 did most of this, and because AC doesn't really have any employees right now, you didn't get the normal sort of, you know, touches that you would have normally gotten from a Bonnaroo-like thing, because AC usually does that kind of stuff. You know, C3 is the ones, you know, making the festival happen. They're the ones that are booking, you know, artists and helping with, you know, costs and finding the stagehands and buying, you know, the equipment, et cetera. AC's just, you know, sort of, you know, operating it and, you know, doing the press releases and making it feel the way that we all know that it feels. So without those people doing that and without those people helping, I highly doubt that you're going to get a Bonnaroo level, you know, press release, if you will.
Well, and you know, it sort of occurred to me after thinking about it all afternoon is the three of us geek out over this kind of stuff. I mean, we're going to parse every word and every nuance and what does this mean and what does that mean? And
that's true.
To your point, you know, maybe they don't.
Yeah, that's true.
But, you know, calling it the Bonnaroo Farm and putting that on the label like they did, I mean, that's, we all went right to that, right? I mean, what does that mean? So, you know, so I don't, you know, I think you're exactly right. And I think I know you're right about like the AC, people and the normal people. They were involved, but not at the normal level that they are.
Okay. I want it to be successful. I don't know how it's going to be. The ticket price is quite high. And when you break it up into the pod, so the pod can have how many people in it?
Four.
Okay, four. So take that top price, which is $250 when it's all said and done, divided by four. That's a pricey trip to Manchester, Tennessee.
Yeah, it's still a good price.
And by the way, you know, are you staying there? I mean, I like Manchester, but... You hanging out the Holiday Inn? If camping wasn't acceptable based on the CDC, do you really think all those people who would have been camping are not going to be, you know, holed up in the same hotel, you know, swapping whatever, you know, farm gunk they have on their bodies with each other? You don't think that's going to happen?
Again, I keep thinking of the caverns.
I just want to keep saying farm gunk.
I know. I know what you're saying, but I keep thinking of the caverns where people have done it, the drive-in things where people have done it. So maybe there's something unique and special about these that I'm not thinking of or aware of. I'm with you. I mean, for me, Bonnaroo is the camping and the hanging out with friends and the whole experience. Mm-hmm. It's not about 90 minutes of an act.
So, Taco, you're literally in a camper.
I'm literally in a camper.
Could you sleep the night there if you parked? Could you just, like, hang out for the whole night?
I don't know. I don't know if they're going to make everybody leave afterwards or, you know, if you do stay overnight, you know.
Yeah, I don't remember if it says there's camping in that area or not.
No, there's not.
There's not. They just have parking.
Said. Yeah. All right, so would you go? Barry's not going to go. It's just too, he doesn't do things at night. But Taco, would you go?
I don't think so. Not with no camping. I don't see
it's
myself
so
going there.
Fascinating. You know? What about the other lineups? Anything else that pops out at you, you know, all the other lineups that came out in the last 10 days or so?
You mean about that or about any of the others?
Any of the other lineups?
While we're still on it, it's come up. And again, it's way inside baseball stuff, but it is important. On April 6th, I think the council up there will hear public opinion on whether to annex the farm or not.
Well, that's, I wanted to get into that so separately, because I am totally confused about this. Okay, I'm going to openly say, I don't even know what annexation means. I have no idea what this is supposed to be. So can you explain this to me, take me to school and start from the very beginning and explain what it is that they're trying to accomplish?
Sure. I can, and I will give a lot of credit to Daniel at the Rubus, because he had one of the aldermen on, Ryan. And forgive me, Ryan, I can't think of your last name. But annexation means you become part of the city, which means you get part of the city's benefits. Typically, that means streetlights, garbage pickup, sewer, plumbing, those sorts of things. Since the beginning, AC and Ashley Capps and I have been I joke about it. I've written about them planting grass and trees more than I ever would have imagined, but it's important. They added the sewer. That's important. The reality is Manchester is not equipped to handle 110,000 people all of a sudden flushing toilets. Mm-hmm. As we talked about earlier, the roads in and out are not equipped to handle 110,000 people. That's why you have the 18-hour waits for some people. If they annex, they likely will widen that road. They will likely hook up to full sewer, water, some lighting, some roads.
Okay, but can I stop you here? They already have that.
No, not the widening of the roads.
I know, but they already have. They've already built the water lines. They've already built the sewer lines.
Yeah, but Manchester, the county, is not equipped. So it's basically you've got a park that has it, and then it funnels down into a funnel. It gets funneled, and then it's not able to handle. So that's why you only have the two or three bathroom shower facilities, not full.
Currently, a farm that is privately owned in the city of Manchester.
County. It's actually Coffee County is the real.
Okay. That doesn't
everyone says it's in Manchester. It's not. It's in Coffee County.
Okay. But if it was just a private citizen, would they have to go through all this process too? To get a road?
Cities rarely annex private citizens, no. And in a lot of cases, annexation has a lot of, I mean, that would be like whatever small city is near you, it'd be like the big city going out and grabbing it.
Sure.
A lot of people don't want it. They don't. That's the reason they live where they live. They don't want to be part of your big city. It's,
sure.
In most cases, it's a tax. Some would argue it's a tax grab thing. Mm-hmm. But it does come with sewer rather than septic. It comes with garbage pickup. Things like that. Garbage pickup's another big one. Things like this, like I said, are inside baseball.
Yeah.
And we don't think of them unless you're the guy that has to haul that garbage off.
But I thought that Bonnaroo had an agreement that these things were sort of covered and paid for anyway.
In some ways, they compost a lot and they've done a lot, but this gets them all the other things that being part of a city municipality would get you. Now,
it's just so strange because they already are in the city.
They're not. They're in the
county.
They're not? No, they're in the county. That's what I said a minute ago. They're not in Manchester. It's Coffee County.
Okay.
So they only have
county
amenities.
So this is where the confusion is for me, because they're actually not in Manchester.
Correct. No.
Uh-huh.
They are not.
Okay.
They're very close, but they're not inside the city proper, so they don't get city
benefits. So now I understand where at least my confusion was. This is actually, for the first time in 15 years, I'm finding out that it's actually not even in Manchester.
No, never has been.
Okay.
It always gets put on the dateline and all that. And in fact, the alderman mentions that. Everybody thinks it's Manchester, but it's not.
I didn't know that.
And so one of the questions...
Look, I go by street signs. If the sign says Manchester with the arrow to get me off the interstate, I'm in Manchester.
Yeah. I mean, and I recommend going to listen, and I don't want to take too much. I don't want to take anything away from Daniel and his podcast, because it was really good. It was fascinating. But some of the questions, will there be an issue then with will they have to quit early? because I have to follow city guidelines. And basically he said, no, we know what they do. They're not going to ask to be annexed and have to change.
We know what they do.
Yeah.
All right. Interesting. All right.
It's very interesting. I mean,
yeah, I had no idea.
Baseball, but it's important.
No, it is important. Look, I mean, the reason why this podcast started to begin with is because I looked down and I saw power lines. You know, when we walk to and from our camp, we look down and we see, you know, these just forever long power lines and tubes that, you know, power lines are inside of, and they run along the side of the roads back there. And it hit me, oh my God, they've got to create power somehow. And I was obsessed that one weekend of how much cable, like how many like feet of cable do you think they have just here? I mean, just millions and millions of feet of cable. And then that's when we just started nerding out on the weird, small, tiny little things about this little city that was created. And that was the birth of this dumb show.
Yeah. Yeah. Ross, you've noticed that too, is right. I mean, you get there and, you can't believe how massive it is. And
yeah, it's a farm. And so they have to bring it in. There's nothing there except just land. So they had to get all the power and facilities and all that.
I think the only permanent structure is the wet stage, right? All of the others they build.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, that's 2 weeks
before.
I think I'm going to think about this conversation with the booking agents, especially Allie. When Allie said last show that, you know, it feels so much easier for a city festival to come back. And by the way, I knew about the Lollapalooza thing when we talked about the booking agents. I was trying to lead her into that path of you know, trying to say this information so that I didn't have to. But, you know, she was saying how, yeah, city festivals are going to come back a lot easier than a camping festival like Bonnaroo, because cities have all these things that are already, you know, ready to go,
right.
Hotels especially. It's pretty easy to get somebody into a hotel. A lot harder to get them into a campsite when the CDC is saying, you know, camping, not right. The best idea. But, yeah, she didn't take the bait on that, unfortunately.
No. But, yeah, okay. So, you know.
Well, that's what I have this week. Do we have anything else?
I think that was it.
Okay. All right.
No, I think that's it.
Okay. By the way, new Patreon tiers coming, right? We've got
whole
new Patreon tiers.
We're going to get those tiers up.
Yeah, so we've got new gear. Oh, I'm so excited about the new gear. So excited to announce the new gear coming with the Patreon levels.
Yeah, we have big plans.
Very, very exciting.
We have big plans. And I guess we should say if these lineups drop as we predict, we'll be back sooner than later, right?
Yeah, we might have a late night in store for us pretty soon, huh?
Yeah.
Hope so.
Yeah, if you see, I don't know, us online on Twitter, say, Monday night around midnight, you probably know something's up. You probably know something's up, because we're probably doing a show and reading a lineup.
Yeah, if you see anything from Barry JC on Twitter after, say, 6:30 at night.
6:30 p.m., when something's going on. That's right. Yeah,
something's happening.
Now. All right, quick one today. Promise you that. That's Lord Taco. That's Barry. I'm Brad. We'll talk to you next time on the What Podcast. Love you. Bye.
Hey. How y'all feeling?
Journey through the stories that define the artists playing Bonnaroo. Who are they? What are they? What will you see? The what? Which bands? This year, that matter.
Yay.
With Brad Steiner and Barry Corder.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.